Always good to see you.
Good seeing you too, Camille.
Good afternoon and good evening, wherever you're dialing in from. My name is Camille Olufobi, and I have the privilege to work with the most influential people of African descent in support of the decade. Dear Madam Chair, Dr. Reed, members of the working group, excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, all protocols are duly observed, and I trust you and your families are staying safe and sane during these unprecedented times. We express our deep gratitude for your consistency and your tireless efforts with the work that we do in combating and eradicating racism around the world. Today, I just want to read quickly to you a statement that we've submitted. And the focus of the statement is in three parts. The first is the commemoration of the Durban Declaration. It's the 20th anniversary to put more effort into the creation of a permanent forum. And the third is to look at algorithm justice. So my final thoughts, really, the statement, you can have access to it and read in full length. What we want to prioritize in the next 5 years, our recommendations are, again, in threefold. Number one is for us to mark the 20th anniversary of the DDPA, which coincides with the midterm of the international decade. It's a worthy milestone for us to ensure the establishment of the permanent forum. The second and very important point is we need to move beyond to the working group, that is, beyond just country visits. There are entities in the world today who are global players that we need to coordinate similar visits to, and specifically talking about major technology companies and hubs around the world, from Apple to Silicon Valley. These are entities that are creating technologies for the future. And we want to encourage a facilitation of engagement to look at the dangers it poses if the current human biases are embedded into algorithm and coding, right? It's very important that we need to take a more proactive approach. And the third and most important point from us is support from the UN Human Rights Office and the working group to mobilize expertise of African descent in this space of, you know, new technology to become independent auditors or agencies to ensure that these technologies are safe before they are deployed into the real world. In closing, what I would like to say is that we need to acknowledge, as my Patians around the world, we acknowledge the importance of the past, advocating for reparation, restitution, and reconciliation. But we strongly believe that without a doubt, if we do not take immediate actions now, the very root causes of systemic racism that we're fighting today will be programmed into our future. So it's very important that we actively address these issues now. Thank you very much. And the full statement can be accessed via the OHCR website or the MyPad website. Thank you very much, and good to see everyone.
Thank you, Camille.